The National Council for the Training of Journalists. Side B. All the passages dictated on this side of the tape are at 100 words a minute. There are 5 4-minute stories, each with an interval of 30 seconds. The 5 pieces are entitled Seaside Resort Has a Successful Season, Vicious Attackers Steal Mobile Phones, Blue Box Recycling Scheme for Rubbish, Sale of Rugby Ground Would Be a Mistake, and Brothers Escape Wreckage Off Plane Crash. The first one, Seaside Resort Has a Successful Season. I have some very good news for this committee. Our resort has just had its best season for more than 10 years. This was not due to the weather, for we had far less sun than usual and a lot more rain. In fact, July was the worst anyone can remember. What made this year so good were the changes made to the look of the town by the council and traders. It all started 8 years ago when the council asked residents and visitors what changes they would like to see. Every house was sent a questionnaire. 83% replied. We also left leaflets in shops, cafes, and other public places, asking visitors for their views. We offered 6 prizes of weekend breaks for 2. But I do not think that was the reason why so many replied. We also put adverts in the local papers asking people from nearby towns what they thought of our resort. Most of the replies said our image was out of date and that we appeared to attract only the elderly and young hooligans. As you know, the council then set about doing its bit to make the resort more attractive. Ready? A large stone pier was built, making a harbour for small boats, with the help of a very large grant from Europe. We now boast some of the best water sports along this coast. People can hire jet skis and pay for their water skiing by the hour. 3 new boats are now based here. They take out fishing parties and go on seal watching trips. The Lido, closed for many years, received a large sum from the lottery fund. It has been rebuilt and includes a very smart cafe, a stage, and a large open area. It is in daily use. There are band concerts, dog shows, and tea dances. Children have been kept amused by clowns and puppet shows. It has become very popular. The 2-mile-long promenade now has a separate strip with a smooth surface where roller skaters can enjoy themselves without being a danger to others. Once these improvements were in place, the traders took heart and spent money on making their shops and guest houses look attractive. With cars banned from much of the seafront, cafe owners put out tables and chairs. Other people liked what they saw and opened new businesses. Vicious attackers steal mobile phones. We now feel it is time to issue another warning about the growing problem of the theft of mobile phones. Among the many incidents that have happened over the past month, there are three which are particularly vicious and need to be brought to your attention. The first took place in the West Park area. A young man was walking home along a well-lit road early one evening when he saw his sister coming towards him. He stopped to talk to her and then went on his way. Shortly after this, he was approached by three youths. One of them asked him for a cigarette, but as he did not smoke, he said he could not help them. However, they obviously did not believe him, because one of them went behind him and grabbed him tightly round his neck. Another one kicked him in the stomach, and then, with the help of the third youth, began to empty his pockets. Needless to say, they did not find any cigarettes, but they took his mobile phone and his wallet. The youths then made their escape in a white Ford car, which they had parked a little further up the road. The second attack happened later that evening. A man was walking up City Road when, without any warning, he was struck from behind. He fell to the ground and was kicked in the head and body. He said his attackers were three youths. One of them was holding a hammer, and another had a knife. They stood over him while the third youth took his mobile phone and his wallet before they all ran down the road and drove off in a white car. A week later, another man was walking home from a city centre nightclub when he saw a white Ford car stop ahead of him. A youth got out, walked towards him, and stopped to ask the time. As he was not wearing a watch, he took out his mobile phone and saw that it was 1 o'clock. Just then, two more youths got out of the car and attacked him. They kicked him twice in his stomach before stealing his mobile phone and making their getaway in the car. These attacks are obviously linked, and we are hopeful of arresting these thugs. Two are described by their victims as white, and the third is black. Blue Box Recycling Scheme for Rubbish. The County Council has set up a recycling scheme which aims to make the county a more pleasant place in which to live. In order to reduce the amount of rubbish sent to the tips each week, it has delivered a blue box to thousands of people who have agreed to join the scheme. The boxes can be used to store waste such as paper, cans and glass bottles, all of which can be recycled. The County Council started the scheme 12 months ago, and in the first 8 months it helped recycle more than 500 tons of waste which would otherwise have gone to the tips. At the moment, the council is recycling about 5% of household waste from three districts in the county, and it is thought that this will go up to about 10% when the collection service expands to four more districts. The scheme works like this. Papers, magazines and junk mail are put into a plastic bag, and glass bottles and cans are put into the blue box. The bag and the box are then put out for collection by the council on a set day every 2 weeks. It is not hard to see why the Blue Box scheme is being seen as such a success. We all know that every week the contents of our bins are taken away from our homes and dumped on rubbish sites. People who live near these sites have been complaining for years about the smell and the mountain of waste that just keeps on growing. These people feel very worried about the possible health hazards of having these sites on their doorsteps. We also know that taking our waste to neighboring areas is not only unfair, but very costly. At the moment, local authorities have to pay to transport the waste from our homes, and they have to pay again to have that waste buried in the ground. This is, of course, a necessary service, but some of the money spent here could be saved if less waste was taken to the tips. The council says that for every ton of waste that is recycled rather than sent to the tips, it will get a refund in the form of tax credits. Last year, the council used some of its credits to buy the blue boxes. It was money well spent. Sale of rugby ground would be a mistake. The plan to sell this rugby ground to a property developer makes me feel very sad, and I intend to oppose it. I will fight the idea with every breath in my body, because I believe it is bad for the players, the supporters, and the club as a whole. My grandfather played here on this ground over 70 years ago. My father and two of my uncles were also players, and like me, they joined the committee and helped make the club what it is today. I do not have any great skill as a player or as an administrator, but I like to think that I can help save the club from making this big mistake. I would like to think my children and their children will be able to enjoy this beautiful ground. You will know by now that many of my colleagues on the committee think that this plan is a golden opportunity. I think it is a betrayal. There is only one way to stop this plan. At this meeting tonight, we must kick out those who want to sell. I am going to ask you to back me in a vote of no confidence. Ready? This ground has been the home of the club for over 100 years. It is an important part of a fine tradition, and it has helped us build up good relations with other clubs in the area. All of the players who travel to this ground enjoy the atmosphere in the clubhouse and admire the support we get from local residents. 5 players have won national honours, and more than 80 young men have been selected for county teams. In the last few years, a women's section has been attracting about 40 players every week. Only last month, 3 local schools used our pitches, and they have since asked the club if it can help with coaching sessions for pupils. We have a great history and a promising future. We are not short of friends, and we are not short of money. It is hard to see why we need to sell our ground and move to a site on the edge of the town. The members of this club who are in favour of the sale are not interested in the local community. Their plan is to turn us into a private company and replace us with directors. Brothers escape wreckage of plane crash. Two brothers had a lucky escape when their light aircraft crashed and burst into flames near the airfield at Green Park. The accident happened just after they had taken off from the airfield. People who saw the crash said the single engine plane came down in a field and crossed a country lane before coming to rest just outside a barn. Farmer John Smith was at work on his land when the plane came down. He saw it come alongside the back of the field, and the next minute it hit the ground and exploded. He thought no one would have managed to get out alive. He was on his way to phone for help when the fire engine from the airfield arrived. It seems they knew the plane was coming down. It is understood the brothers had been on their way to another airport 100 miles away and had stopped at Green Park to fill up with fuel. James White, aged 40, was taken to the local hospital with minor burns and was later released. His brother Tom, aged 35, had serious burns to his face and hands and was airlifted to a special burns unit. The fire, which reduced the plane to a pile of wreckage, spread to the barn, and fire crews from Oxdown were sent to the scene, first to deal with the barn fire, and then to cover the remains of the plane with a blanket of foam to stop any possible leaks of fuel from the wreckage, which could burst into flames. The crash is being looked into by the Department of Transport Investigation Unit. Local people who live near the site of the crash say they have been living in fear of a serious accident for a long time. Planes have been seen flying so low that the writing on the side of them could be easily read. One man said that on one occasion he even had to stop his car on the road to let a plane pass. People who live close to the airfield are worried about planes flying very low over their homes. They have held public meetings to express their views, but nothing has been done about their complaints. When questioned, a spokesman from the airfield refused to comment. The Air Accident Unit will be publishing its report on the crash as soon as possible.